611 once welcome, always welcome. You're listening to Morning Devotion.
Brothers and sisters, good morning. Today we will talk about chapter 2 of the book of Malachi. In the last chapter, the pastor taught us to remember the first love. In Malachi, it talks about the brokenness of between the trust and love between the people and God. Why did the people lose the love and trust from God? We know that when the Jewish people went back to their own city, when from their captivity, after the returning from the captivity, what was the environment like? Actually, it was very desolated. Was the temple very glorious like before in the Solomon's time? No, they didn't see it. When they didn't see the change of the environment when they returned, and they faced poverty and loss of crops, and the people, the eyes of the Israelites people could not focus on God. So they lost the trust and love from God. So they enter into the cursing of God. They could not continue to hold on to the commandments. So we are looking into chapter 2. I put this topic. Continue to hold on to the commandments and kick away all the cursing of the earth. Continue to hold on to the commandments. In chapter 2, verse 7, the mouth of the Levites should continue to have the knowledge of the law. In verse 9, because you do not obey my law, disobey means also not holding on to the commandments. So in verse 9, it talks about you have to remember the wife you marry when you were young. You do not be unfaithful to her. So the God, through Malachi, remind them to be faithful. You have to be faithful in your heart. You have to be faithful with the love and trust from God. I want to go to the first point, verse 1 to verse 9. When the priests are not faithful, they cause cursing throughout the earth. In the first verse 1, in the original text, it's a word now. It's now that I give you the commandment. Malachi is like one trying to wake up all the priests in Israel. Right now, this commandment is for you. Why does he emphasize on now, presence? Because this commandment was not in the past. This verse is the key to this passage. If God wants to tell the priest right now, the commandment is for you guys, that means that God is still opening a way of salvation. When the whole earth, the people of the whole earth is not obeying the commandments, but for co-workers and our brothers and sisters, in this morning, God wants to give us this commandment again, to every one of us. In verse 2, if do not listen, and if you do not resolve to honor my name, says the Lord Almighty, I will send a curse on you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have already cursed, because you have not put your commandments in your heart. Here it talks about we have to listen to the commandment of God and put it in our heart. when we listen, there will be blessings. When we reject, there will be cursing. Maybe we don't feel a lot about this right now, but at that time when the Israelite heard this, what they think, what they feel. Listen to the commandment of God. Blessings and cursing is what we choose. So when you listen to the commandment of God, there will be blessing. And if you reject it, there will be cursing. That's Deuteronomy chapter 28. It talks about. So when the Israelites enter the promise, that's the word that from God. In chapter 28, if you listen to God, blessing will come. He'll follow you. You'll be above all the people. But from chapter 28, verse 15 afterwards, if you don't listen to your God, cursing will follow you and fall upon you. God once again reminded the people his covenant with the people. So blessing and cursing actually were reiterated again. But people, his people forgot this. And even the worst is the priest forgot about this. In the past, this covenant was through the priest, but today the priest forgot about this covenant. In verse 3, it talks about, because of you, I will rebuke your descendants. In the original text, they used the look, behold. What kind of a cursing is this? I will rebuke your descendants. Seeds, that means descendants. Your descendants will be in the curse. I will smear on your faces the dung from your festival sacrifices, and you will be carried off with it. What kind of dung is it? It's the dung from the animals of the sacrifices. So if you look into the original text, the dung has a deeper meaning. The animal is not just our general animals. It's the biggest festivals the people sacrifice for the Lord, the animals. We know that in the times of Malachi, people still have this superficial commitment to the law. In the festival, they will give sacrifice. But God knows their heart. They have the superficial actions and everything. And priests let the Levites and to worship God, but God knew the hearts of the people. There was no trust and no love. They could not truly believe in our God. Even in the greatest festival, you sacrifice the biggest sacrifice, but God was not pleased with it. Even the God's smear the dung on the face of the priest. Do you think you sacrifice like this, you get glory? I actually give you a cursing. That was the time the priest was going through. Lots of cursings on priests and on the people. You should know I give you this commandment so that the covenant can continue. I will never forget the covenant that I make with you, the covenant of the Levi. In Numbers 20, chapter 25, verse 12 to 13. I give the peace of covenant to them. And I give this covenant to the descendants of the people as the priesthood, covenant of the priesthood, for they have the hearts of confessing sins. It was because the people were sinning. At that time, there was someone who was committing adultery with a lady. And then there was a priest came out and confessed the sin before God, took away the sin. What was the anger of God at that time? That was the pandemic. And there were 24,000 people who suffered from the pandemic and died. And then there was one priest who rose up, who were against the sin. So God stopped the pandemic. And God gave a covenant of peace of Levi to them. I gave you this covenant of peace. That's the covenant of Levi. If you obey this covenant, then you have peace. And if you don't obey this covenant, you'll be cursed. But at that time, in the time of Malachi, all the priests forgot about this covenant. And they only remember how people look at them. At that time, the Levites was very different from what God expected from them. In verse 5 to verse 7, this is talking about the priesthood that God expected from the Levi. In verse 8 to 9, it's the opposite to that expectation. In verse 5, my covenant was with him, a covenant of life and peace, and I gave them to him. This call for... Actually, God gave peace and life to the Levite, to the priest. And the people, the priest got set up as real, true commandment in their mouth. There is nothing wrong in their word. In the original text, it means they cannot find anything wrong in the word they spoke, the priest. And they walked with God with righteousness and peace, and asked people to get away from sin. And they are faithful. People can find commandments in their mouth. And God called this priest as the the priest of the God Almighty. This is the very important verse. In verse 7, it's the most important verse in Malachi, Book of Malachi. Because the word Malachi means the messenger of God. Actually, God wants all the priests to be like Malachi, to be the priest of God. But at that time, the priests were leaving the way. But today, actually, they stumble people with their words. Originally, it was like, when people didn't know about the law, they could go to the priest and ask the Levi and the priest and what the law is like. And then the Levi and the priest will teach them. But in verse 9, what does it talk about? So I've caused you to be... Oh, but you have not followed my ways, but have shown partiality in matters of the law. Partiality means that you only help those people you like, and you do not follow the law because of giving face to people. So when we were in the law, we should be standing before God like God speaking to the people. So when people come to you, the priest should teach the people like God does. Like when they're standing in the presence of God. and releasing the word, the law of God. But in the time of Malachi, what kind of priests, what kind of the what the priests were like at that time? When the people came to them, they were standing on the side of the people. They were trying to be nice to the people. They did not want to offend the rich people and the powerful people. They did not want to offend the God's people. So I bet I stand in the position of the people. At least I get popular within them. At least I get good things from the people. So this is the showing partiality in the matters of law. Brothers and sisters, is it how we are like to be like the messenger of God? Actually, God has called us to be the priests and Levite. We cannot forget the law. But when we are cell leader and shepherding, are we standing in the position of truth, or are we standing in the members of your cell group? Are we afraid to offend our cell group members? During the social uprising, if we talk about the truth, people might leave. If we talk about the teaching of the offering, maybe new people will leave. But God reminds us again today, we have to be the messenger of God. We have to stand on the position of God, stand on the position of the law. As we as a cell leader, we have to pastor as God on behalf of God. Yes, we know the weaknesses of people, we know that their feelings, but we always have to stand on the side of God. We have to we can understand. But we, the most importantly, we have to stand on the truth. Yes, God has a lot of mercy. There's no bottom for the mercy of God. But the requirement of the law has never changed. God has never lowered the requirement of the law. So we should never have show partiality in the matters of law, because that will cause the cursing from God. When we're not talking about the law on the stage, we're only standing on the side of the people. We speak only the words that people would love to hear. The presence of God will leave. So the Levite, the priest, cannot bring the blessings of God upon the earth. Maybe we'll ask why their whole earth is under the curse of God. It's because of the priests, because of the Levite, because of the people who are running the church. We have not actually worked out obey the word of God. We have not spread the word of God. So the whole earth is being cursed. Why the people at that time came back from captivity were under the curse? So the God wanted to remind the priest, not the people. God wanted to remind the people, the messenger of God. When we talk about the priest and the Levite, it's not just the co-worker today. Of course, as a narrow point of view, it's just the co-workers or the pastors. But for broader view, it talks about everyone who in the workforce, in the church, every one of us is the messenger of God. Every one of us have to disciple people. When I was discipling, I have some disciples. They could not help make their discipleship grow. Actually, they love God. But what they could not break through was that they were afraid of cell members to leave the cell group. So they knew the truth, but they were afraid that when they speak the truth, the people will leave. But you realize if you just refrain from speaking the truth, actually, the sheep, our cell members, cannot get the blessings of the truth. After a while, people will leave anyway. We have to know that this covenant of God has power. When we obey the law of God, there will be blessings. So in point two, not just only the priests and the Levite do not obey the law, but also the people do not obey the law. The people did not obey the law in verse 10 and verse 11. There are five times mentioned unfaithful. Verse 11, 12, 14, and 15. Unfaithfulness. It means that it has not observed the covenant. So at that time, the people were not faithful to God and to people. Verse 10 talks about why do we profane the covenant of our ancestor by being unfaithful to one another? Judah has been unfaithful. Among all the unfaithfulness, what was the most serious matter? The detestable thing has been committed in Israel. Judah has desecrated the sanctuary the Lord loves by marrying women who worship a foreign god. So the people thought that God was not helping them, so they were trying to worship other idols. So they were marrying the daughters of those idols. We were getting married of these ladies, and also could win over the authority of those idols. So the Israelites were really unfaithful to God. So the unfaithfulness was, it sacrificed all the animals to God. You worship God on one side, but at the same time, you also worship the idols. God will cut you off from the tents of the meat of the Jacob. So in these few verses, you see that God was really angry with the people. How could you do this? How could you do this? You are saved by us. You are the people who are saved by us. I take you as my wife and belonging to me. But how can you give up so easily my covenant? The worst thing is that they don't leave God completely. They want to get blessings from both sides. One side is the following the idols from the foreign god. On the other side, he wants to continue to make sacrifices to God. Brothers and sisters, as people of God, we cannot have both blessings from both sides. Maybe people online today, we might not worship foreign gods, but the way of the tree of life and the way of the world, we want to walk both of them. But for tree of life, what kind of role is it? We want to continue to obey the word of the law of God. But the way of the world is like the bosses in the world wants to bless us with their way, but this can be opposite to the word of God. Maybe you have to be dishonest. Maybe you need to go to the idols. I remember when I was in the workforce, I had to face this kind of struggle. At one time, my boss gave me a mission. I was a secondary school teacher at that time. Actually, I didn't have too much to do with worshiping idol. But my boss was trying to be easy and quick. There was one activity. There was some activity training up leaders that was to do with religion. And there was some martial arts activity with the monks. to help the people to train up leaders. But actually, my boss was a Christian, but he thought it was free of charge. We didn't need to use any resources from our school. So we should just join this activity of the martial arts from the monk. Teacher Zhao, you just come and help. So we can get the, they wanted to have the blessings from both sides. So what was my choice? When I received this mission, Pastor Joshua used to say that I was so afraid of being poor and losing my job. When I just first received this, when I just arrived this new school, if I received this new mission, I did not take it up. And if I just stood on the truth, what was the result was like? So at that time, my method to deal with it was that when if you ask me to do this, I just call. I call and then I hang up. And I told my boss, I told him that I called and then no one answered. So I had another backup plan. That was I asked my church teenagers, co-workers, and I asked them to help to train up leaders. So that our co-worker Michael was very kind and he helped me to set up a leadership training course. So actually I could train up all the leaders and then share with them the good news in our school. So brothers and sisters, let us continue to walk on the tree of life. We don't have to walk on the way of the world. We don't need to have the blessings from both sides. Because when we walk on the presence of God, we have everything. If we walk on the other side, God will cut us off. And we know that the people are so ignorant. In verse 13, when God no longer looks with favor on the offerings, in verse 14, the people would ask, why? Why do not accept our offerings with pleasure when there is no teaching from a priest and Levi? They don't follow the covenant and they are ignorant. They don't know they're not following the covenant of God. They are even unfaithful to the people. God really cares about relationship between people and God and husband and wife. And when the people gave up on their wives they married when they were young, Malachi once again reminded the people, don't forget the first love, your first love. Don't forget your covenant you make with God, with your wife. You should never be unfaithful. You have to continue and to be faithful. But the people in the book of Malachi could not understand. They actually forgot about the covenant of God, but they thought they were right. It was the people's problem. It was the priest's problem. So in verse 17, in judgment, don't forget about the covenant. Finally, the judgment of God will come. In chapter 2, verse 17 to chapter 3, it reminded the people that the judgment of God will come. The cleansing of God will come. How should the people face this? In verse 17, it says, you have wearied the Lord with your words. Weary means make God very tired. Because all the complaining to God, God is very tired of it. Why? I have told you many times, why you still live in your own world and you still don't have trust and love? And people are still asking, how do we make you tired? How do we worry you? But the people said, all who do evil are good in the eyes of God, and He is pleased with them. Where is the God of justice? The people were complaining. People were thinking they were doing the good thing. They think they were following the law. Why were we under the curse? Where is the God of justice? Why, brothers and sisters, are we like that? When we are in difficulties, we forget about the grace of God. We forgot about the covenant of God. When we are in sins and weaknesses, we have brought upon the earth all the judgment and cursing. And we actually complain to God and complain that He is not a God of justice. So in the book of Malachi, there are two ways, and we have to make the right choice. As a priest and Levi, we have to stand on the right position. We have to stand on the position of God. We don't forget the covenant that our ancestors has made with God. You know that cursing can be turned back into blessings. But if we only see cursing, we don't have love and trust to God. We go further away from it. Finally, we will become the priest and Levi in the book of Malachi. They are standing with the people only. The cursing will become worse and worse. Brothers and sisters, blessing and cursing depend on every one of us. Do we have trust and love for God? Do we continue to commit to the covenant of God? May God use every one of us. May us be the messenger of God. May we turn the cursing of the earth into blessing. Let us worship the Lord.
God, we worship you. You are the Holy One of Israel. You are the King over all the earth. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And all the earth will rise to worship and praise you as the one and only God. Brothers and sisters, let us praise our God. For God is faithful and loving. He loves each of us. And He has given us a covenant of peace, a covenant of life. Brothers and sisters, let us praise Him out loud. Let us praise our God. God, we praise you, for you are worthy. For because of your love, you draw us close to you, and we praise you. Let us turn to you and be a part of the covenant of life and peace. For you are worthy of our praise. And you have redeemed us. You paid the heavy price to redeem us. And we worship you. And we will give you all the glory. God, we give you thanks. For you have given us the covenant of Levite, the covenant of peace to all our brothers and sisters. And in our church in 6.1, we testify to many wonders and miracles happening, how you have turned our lives around, how you have turned the hearts of the couples towards each other, the hearts of children and parents towards each other. And we have experienced your love here, for your love endures forever. And we give you thanks and praise. Lord, we give you thanks. For you not only given us the covenant of life and peace, but you also give us the covenant of the tree of life. The 52 years planting the tree of life. This vision you have placed in our heart, we give you praise. And today you speak to us from Malachi chapter 2. You remind us, oh priests, this commandment is for you. Oh priests, this warning is for you. Who are the priests? Are they just the co-workers of the church, the Levites? But God is saying, everyone's a priest. It's you and I. It's all who put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. All our brothers and sisters. All the children of the kingdom of God. We ought to listen. We ought to listen. Lord, may you help us. Holy Spirit. May you come upon our life and remind us. Lord, we confess their impurities in our life. We want to follow the path of the tree of life. We want to follow the path of God and follow your commands. But there is tension within us. The path of the world draws us close and pulls us away. It's convenient. And it's quick to see its benefits. And we don't have to face others. And we can do as we please. But God help us. The enemy keep trying to tempt us, making us wanting the blessing of both worlds, the best of both worlds. But God, forgive our sins. Brothers and sisters, in a moment of quietness, let us have a minute of silence. Holy Spirit, remind us where we have sinned against you. And as priests and Levites, we lust after convenience. And some churches or organizations, they will accept donations from gambling industry. Yes, this money is useful. They need it to build elderly homes. They are presenting it as a gift. Can the church accept these? As Levites, can we use it? Holy Spirit, remind us. in the workplace, when we try to find ways through the back door, we try to gain benefits with inappropriate means, we try to seek to gain without doing any work. Holy Spirit, may you remind us where we have sinned against God. Holy Spirit, may we come among us. Holy Spirit, we cry out to you. Lord, in what matters have we taken you lightly? Where have we not feared you? Lord, may you remind us where we have not revered you, nor kept your covenant and your truth. You say priests ought to speak of knowledge. We ought to teach. We have to preserve knowledge. We are to instruct the people. As cell leaders, did we boldly speak the truth to our cell members? Or we don't want to upset them. We are afraid they will leave, because our cell members are giving us benefits. We don't want them to leave. Or are we in the marketplace? We show piety. We are afraid to upset the staff, the boss, and our clients at work. And even with the law of the earth, we cannot abide and keep. Did we treat our wife with violence? Oh, and our spouse? Did we betray the covenant we make and look lightly upon it? But God, you are a faithful God. The day you said you make this covenant of peace and life with us, let us not treat others with contempt. But have we done so, Lord? Holy Spirit, may you reveal to us today. Today you will cleanse us. Today you will cleanse us. And once again, you will give us a heart that reveres you. In the revelation of the Holy Spirit, let us confess our sins. If the Holy Spirit has revealed to you where you have made mistakes, let us confess our sins out loud to the Lord and pray for His forgiveness. God, we come before you. May you forgive. Forgive my sins. when you speak your grace and salvation and commandments into my life, but on the path of life, I gradually fall out of it. I did not keep your covenant in my heart. And gradually, my life becomes one that only follows you outwardly, but my heart is far away from you. And I begin to focus on my own desires. Lord, may you forgive me. And God, even today, on one hand, I try to worship you. On the other, I look upon to the world to satisfy my needs. Lord, I pray you will forgive me. Forgive me. For I've sinned. For I have turned away from you. But Lord, today, may your love come upon me again. Lord, I thank you. Lord, forgive us. Lord, forgive us. Lord, with your great love, may you make this covenant of life and peace with us. Lord, you want us to be like Phineas, that he has the zeal of the Lord and feel the Lord's jealousy. That when he see his people, his brother and sisters, indulging in adultery and idol worship, he rise up and did something about it. Lord, give us the heart of Phineas, a heart that reveres you in our discipleship, whether we're in our workplace, whether we are at our homes. Lord, give us a heart that fears you and be an upright cell leader and be an upright Levite and be an upright Christian, Lord, and be an upright husband. Lord, help us. Lord, we are unable, but Lord, help us to be faithful to this covenant, for I know your heart is aching, Lord. Lord, your heart aches for your people cannot hold on and keep your covenant. But Lord, when Phineas rise, he received the covenant of Levi, the covenant of life and peace. Lord, let us rise up, brothers and sisters. Let us stand. Let us stand and make this covenant with the Lord. And we tell God, God, I will arise. I will be an upright cell leader. Tell God, God, we made a commitment to be an upright husband. Tell God, I will not treat my brothers and sisters with contempt. Tell God how you will behave in the workplace, what you will do in the workplace. Tell God at your workplace, at church, in your life, make a covenant with God. Reflect upon your life. Have you shown piety to others? Make a covenant with God that you will be upright and just and faithful. Please repeat after me as we make a covenant with God. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for making a covenant of life and peace with me. Lord, I will renounce all my sins, treating brothers and sisters with contempt, treating my wife with violence. I will renounce it. I will love my wife. And Lord, I will be a holy people. I will not turn astray from the path. I will not show piety in my workplace or at the church. I will be an upright cell leader. I will be an upright Christian and be a salt and light for you in the workplace. Lord, may you help us. Give us a heart that reveres you. And in Jesus' name I proclaim, I choose your covenant. I choose to follow your path of blessing and renounce all the curse. Lord, may you help us. I ask all the brothers and sisters, if you choose to walk in the blessing of our God and renounce everything that leads you astray, to come forward in front of the stage. This is your choice. This is your choice. Lord, you see your people choosing to renounce all wickedness, all evil. Lord, may you help us. Lord, worship with all of our strength and our mind and our hearts. And let us proclaim, Lord, you are my God. Enter into the Spirit. You are our God. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. Lord, we thank you. Lord, in our heart, we will say, you are our Lord. You are our Lord. There's no other who can replace you. In Jesus' name, I bless all the priests and Levites standing before you. Lord, may you bless them. That their lips will preserve knowledge and people will seek the teaching and instructions from their lips, for they will know they are the servants of the Lord Most High. In Jesus' name. Verse 7, this sign of the servants of the Lord Most High. We are your servants, a messenger of the Lord Almighty. And our lips will preserve knowledge. Everyone who is around us, whether they are around our workplace or in our family, they will seek instructions from our lips. Lord, may you use us. Take away all the fears from us, all the wickedness and deceit from us. Let us walk in the path of the tree of life, and we will not stray from it, even at an old age. Lord, we give you thanks and praise. We pray in Jesus' name and we say, Amen. Praise the Lord. Please tell your neighbor. People will seek instruction from our lips. This is the end of the morning devotion this morning. Thank you.